SBS Radio.
It's the time of the year again, and the CISA National Conference is happening on the 15th to the 19th of July. At kasama natin sa programa ang National Vice President and Conference Convener, Ralph Chodoro. Magandang umaga sa'yo, Ralph.
Magandang umaga din po.
Yes, ang Council of International Student Australia, o CISA, ang siyang punong abala at ito ay conference na under ng CISA. Prism of Possibilities, ano yung layunin o aim ng national conference na ito, Ralph?
Yes, so the conference is titled Prism of Possibilities kasi napag-isipan namin na yung mga delegations na pumupunta, they're offered even more opportunities to learn, experience, and grow. So when they come to Australia, they have all these resources, you know, for employability, for that global vision, making them, you know, more career-focused, more career-orientated rather than just coming here to work and staying in the same field. Tapos stagnant na lang sila. So yung idea is there's a lot of change makers making opportunities for our leaders for tomorrow. So during the conference, there's a strong focus on employability. So yung mga international students, we want them to understand that when they come here, their Australian international education is worth so much more than you know what's on a paper, because you have the networks, you have the connections, and you consistently grow every month that you're here, every year. The whole platform changes, the whole education system, you know, grows, and you have more opportunities every day. So that's why we say it's a prism of possibilities, because anywhere you look, there's an opportunity for you as an international student. And we really want to change the focus, especially after the ABC Four Corners documentary. And it portrayed a really negative image of international education, which is not what we see in CISA. You know, we're not super satisfied with whatever's happening, but, you know, it's a growing economy. It's a work in progress, and we really aim to touch base with each and every international student and, you know, make sure their lives are richer and they're more informed about what's going on. So
yes, and ang international students ay isa sa mga sinasabi na one of the largest export ng Australia, no?
Yeah.
Having more than 650,000 international students around Australia.
Yeah, yeah. So I think it comes in pangatlo po siya sa income ng Australia. So I think yung first and second is
mining?
Coal and iron ore. So yeah, international education comes a close second kasi ang daming components dun eh, yung education agencies onshore and offshore. So the student journey not only starts from when they land here in Australia, but bago pa sila mag-arrive dito, yung pre-departure information, yung mga information about moving in, the lifestyle, living costs. And then, you know, they get their Australian experience here, and then they come into the airport, and, you know, it's a fresh new world for them. They can be anyone they want to be. They can be, you know, as successful as they aim and aspire to be. So, you know, the conference is a way for us international students leaders to connect, mag-connect, mag-network. Tapos, yung platform ba na may one-to-one connection kayo ng politicians, ng government leaders, ng university heads, you know, ng mga health professionals, ng mga whoever it may be, basta may ma-encourage namin yung nationwide perspective, nationwide connection na yun, na kahit saan ka pumunta ng Australia, may opportunity sa'yo na mag-grow. So kahit anong organization, may base sa Perth or may base sa Brisbane or may base sa Sydney, you know, ang dami mong makikilala, ang dami mong matututunan na hindi mo necessarily makukuha sa university. Na unless and until na you would go out of your comfort zone, you will only get.
Yes. You talk about the possibilities, pero hindi natin maalis na there are challenges that international students face, hindi ba?
Yes, absolutely.
Will that be part of the topics or of the conference? Because I know you'll be doing some talks, isn't it?
Yes, so there's a few different focuses. So ang daming topics sa conference. It's a full week-long conference, but we don't want to, you know, sort of push our students to just stay in the, you know, in the realm of that panel discussion or of those workshops and seminars, but we really aim to maximize their opportunity in Perth. So it's a 9-to-3 program, and then after that there's like tour guides and there's student activities daily after the conference program. But focusing on the conference program, my mga topics around workplace exploitation, the value for investment, yung mga challenges din ng mga international students. So we don't know all of what students experience because, you know, we try to maximize, pero ang dami, 650,000, 700,000 international students. So each one of them go through different things. Pero may nakikita kaming trend, you know, with specific issues. And we talk about this in the conference. You know, we want to engage in a conversation that, my friend from Northern Territory is experiencing the same thing, and I'm experiencing this in Sydney. How can we better, you know, the position of those international students? How can we help as an organization and as collaborators with international education leaders, you know, tell them, hey, there's, ito nangyayari sa mga kaibigan namin, ito yung mga problema, pag-usapan natin, let's come up with a solution. And, you know, from there, it levels up and it changes the whole environment, you know, the whole scape of your experience as an international student. So that's what we really want to do.
Kaya dito pumapasok yung pag-imbita at pagiging parte ng mga, sabi mo nga, mga stakeholders for the international student industry, ano? Because having them in the conference would address some of the issues or the issues that international students are facing.
Yes po. So I invite all the Filipino international students. Alam ko tayo mga Pilipino, we look forward to growth and we look forward to making our families proud of us. And when we come here to Australia, kasi ganun din po ako, you know, with whatever I do, I want to make my family proud. I want to make my parents, the ones who supported me, and my friends as well, to be proud. And in that sort of idea, you have to grow. In order for you to grow, you have to be able to know the landscape here in Australia. So join us at the CISA National Conference, because if you really want to change your career, if you want to change the direction of how you're going to go and meet new people, meet people in, you know, in high places, people that can really help you with your career, strategize around bettering yourself and fostering that growth mindset, please come, because it will be a life changer. And that started for me. So bali nag-start ako last year, and, you know, now I've seen the growth in myself, and I can truly say, you know, the CISA conference was a life changer for me. So, yeah, I don't say that because I want to promote it, but I say it because this is what happened to me. And andyan din ako sa position ngayon na international student ako, and ang dami ko natutunan, ang dami ko nakilala, and I'm really growing at the moment. So, yeah.
At sabi nga, ang possibilities for opportunities ay hindi lang naman sa loob ng paaralan or ng university, right?
Yes. Yeah, so yun yung nakita ko, actually personal experience, napag-usapan namin ng pamilya ko to na yung Filipino mindset is very traditional and very cultural orientated na, you know, you go to university, you get a good job, and then that's it. Pero within that international student experience, you know, you pay so much to experience not only the culture of Australia, but also whatever else it has to offer for you. So I had a talk with my folks about this, and I said, "Me, di, ang dami pong mga advancements dito sa Australia na parang hindi mo lang masasakop sa university sa pag-aaral. Kailangan mo lumabas ng university, kailangan niyo po mag-network, kailangan niyo go out of your comfort zone para maintindihan anong nangyayari sa sector ngayon, at saka paano ako magiging successful? Yun lang yun eh. So, in terms of success, how will I grow? And you know, what will help me become, you know, the best I can be? Kasi I look at life, it's so short, you know, and you have to really do whatever you can. Kasi, yeah, you have so many things that you can do. Yeah, I just feel like a lot of international students don't realize that the time runs out really quick, and you learn to regret. And, you know, you don't just come here for post-study work rights or a migration incentive. You come here to ultimately become the best version of yourself. So, yeah.
And it's also a good opportunity for international students to explore Western Australia, because it's the first time it will be held in Western Australia, right?
Yeah, yes. Hindi pa kami, in the history of the organization, never kami nakapunta sa Perth. So that's what we try to also orchestrate. We told, you know, Perth government, we said we're trying to bring 300, 400 international students to Perth so that they can experience, you know, what's the Western culture. Because when you think of Australia, you think you talk to your family, talk to your friends. Ay, guys, gusto ko pumunta ng Australia, punta ako ng Melbourne, Brisbane, or Sydney. Like, yun lang ang main focus. Pero there's a beautiful city like Perth. Ang dami nilang ino-offer, you know. Like, a wonderful landscape and so many different activities and events you could do. Pero we just really need to raise the profile. And it begins with the international students, you know, and how they see Perth. So, yeah, it's the first time it's ever happened, and we're super excited because ang daming mangyayari. May mga tours kami, may parang cruise tour, tapos may city tour, and then, like, we will visit the museums and art galleries. So, just to really get a feel of the real culture of Perth.
Yes, at bukod sa mga gagawin na discussions and talks, the executive officers' election is also happening on that week?
Yeah, so we will have our annual AGM. So it's an opportunity for all international students who are our member organizations to actually engage in and be part of the broader discussion for bettering the international student community. So if you want to apply and you have prior experience with being a president of a club or, you know, public relations or treasury, anything related to your degree or your interests, and you feel like you want to grow, I think this is the right time because, yeah, CISA is going into a more strategic phase, and yeah, ang dami kong nakikita na growth out of CISA. So whoever gets into the organization in the near future, ang daming sort of steps. Like you will climb up a lot of steps really quick, and that's the beauty of it. Yeah, I think it's just the growth mindset.
Yeah, and for international students to be elected, I think being part of it or leading the organization is itong pagkakataon to really serve and be part of the change for and by the international students,
yes.
Isn't it?
Yes. Like, I'll draw back on one experience, I think, that we tried to involve you on as well prior. There was quite a few international students that affected Filipino, Indian, Nepalese, but a majority international students. There was a few college closures between Sydney and, well, New South Wales, Victoria, and Queensland. Tapos, CISA was the first to hear about it. And when you speak of change, you think, you know, okay, we'll change the experience of students, but we actually change the lives of these students when they reach out to CISA. Because their college was shutting down, and we had that, you know, that connection to the government agencies. We bypassed all the administrative procedures, and we advocated to them. We said, you know, ang dami-daming international students, eto ang dami nilang binabayad, tas biglang mababaliwala na lang yung pinag-aralan nila at mga binayad nila dahil lang sa isang, you know, pagkakamali ng ginawa ng organization. And then so all the agencies came together, and then we had students who, you know, got their visas approved, and they were able to study in a different college, and they got a change in their tuition. So sakop ng gobyerno ang tuition. So when the college closes, they have a protection service, tapos the tuition gets transferred to a different organization in which, you know, it's better and they're more settled, so they didn't have to pay anything. Pero, you know, pag ikaw mag-isa ka lang dito, tapos nangyari yun sa'yo, tapos nag-aaral ka lang, ginagawa mo yung tama, tapos biglang magugulat ka na, ay, wala na pala yung registration ng college ko, hindi na to legal. Ma-experience mo, ang dami mo ma-experience na mental stress. And when we became part of that, you know, there's Donnie, who's another Filipino as well. He's the vet TAFE officer. When we were in charge of, you know, making this project work, we thought to ourselves, we're international students, pero we have the ability to na makatulong, na maka-improve ng experience ng iba. And I think that's the bottom line. Like, if I am able to change someone's life, you know, because of what I do, that is the best prize that God can give me, you know? Just that satisfaction. Like, I just want to help people. And that's my goal. And I think that should be everyone's goal. So, yeah.
Sabi nga, we look after each other's well-being.
Yes, well-being. Which is another focus of our conference. We'll have a lot of mental health workshops and just focusing on student well-being and safety. Yeah, because there's a lot of international students that are prone to exploitation, be it at workplace, emotionally, or, you know, sexually. And, you know, these are some topics that we really want to delve into and masabi sa lahat. Kasi may cultural stigma eh. Pagka, if you come from a place na these things are not talked about, pero nangyayari pala sa mga Western countries. Like, it becomes a cultural clash. Parang may barrier dun. And we want to break that barrier down, talk about, you know, these issues, because they're very real and we want to combat them, you know? So, that's another pro of the conference.
At syempre, hindi lang naman nagtatapos sa conference ang, sabi nga, serbisyo ng CISA.
Yes.
Para sa mga interesado na maging membro at maging bahagi ng CISA, ng conference man o ng organization, how can they get in touch with CISA?
There's so many ways. We have a volunteer program, tapos lahat ng mga university organizations, or kung may student association man yung education provider nyo. And if they're not connected with us, you can actually just go ahead and say, there's a national peak body, tapos connected pa tayo sa kanila. If not, you know, the membership fee is really less, but you are given a wide variety of benefits. That's outlined in the membership pack, and even from there, if they want to connect with us one-to-one, my doors are always open. Every executive committee member's doors are always open. As long as we keep international students at the heart of what we do, everything will be good. So that's what our motto is. And yeah, many cultures, one community. So yeah. Get in touch. So you can reach us at Council of International Students Australia sa Facebook, and at CISA_national sa Instagram and Twitter, and then also www.cisa.edu.au on the website.
And invite again our listeners or international students for the CISA conference.
Everyone listening to this, please come to the CISA National Conference if you want to see yourself grow. Kung may mga pangarap man kayo na tingin nyo masyadong mataas, sinasabi ko sa inyo na within Australia, with CISA, hindi siya masyadong mataas. Kayang-kaya natin yung gawin and kaya natin mag-collaborate. So come to the CISA National Conference. There's a lot of things you can learn and things you won't necessarily learn sa university until and unless you go out of your comfort zone. So yeah, embark on this journey with me, and I really hope to see everyone that's listening there.
Thank you very much, Ralph Teodoro, National Vice President and Conference Convener.
Thanks always.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.